Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As you noticed, colleges are all over the place, whether it's FCS, FBS, Division II, Division III, NAIA, trying to start to fill out the rosters for this 2020 season that's coming aboard. And one of the programs that's heading into year number two certainly seems a lot longer because the St. Thomas University Bobcats have been at it nonstop. No matter where you go, you're going to see their coaches will be there. They'll be watching. They'll be taking notes of all the kids that are up and coming. And head coach Bill Reichel, who has done an awesome job in year one and setting this. This isn't his first rodeo, so obviously he knew what to expect. Has this a really good staff working all over the place, and most important, he has a very, very supportive administration spearheaded by his president, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And you know, I look back over the last year and wow, you know what has happened over just 1 year period with this program is amazing.
No, it's unbelievable, and I'm like you said in the beginning here, I'm truly appreciative that it's not like it's just me and our coaches, even though they do a tremendous job. It's the whole school has really embraced this, and it's really taken off with the first group there that started it with us, and kind of continuing into to this next round of recruiting.
From being at your first practice last summer all the way to your first game and having an opportunity to watch this program get off the ground, obviously this was something that you guys planned ahead for. You were in such a transition trying to move your family, you know, during the year and the off season to get them here for this year, and at the same time trying to do every first that comes along with starting a program. But like you said, you have a president who has done that, been there, understands certainly more than basically any president in the country of any university, somebody who's been behind this program from jump. He's the one that started this program and got you guys, people that he knew and trusted to get things going. Take a look at that and talk about, we talked briefly about your coaches, but it's amazing. I don't think anybody understands to have a coaching staff that you can depend on to be everywhere and to be in the same thinking pattern as you are.
No, for sure. I mean, I can't say enough about the guys that are willing to do this with me and their wives and families. That the football coaching profession, obviously you've been around it long enough to know how crazy it is. And it's one thing to be a part of it, but then to be a part of the craziness of this, to add that on of starting a program and the work that it takes and the long hours, and a lot of us were down here before our families were, and the sacrifices that they've made. I can't say enough about their wives and my wife and my kids and everything that our families and everybody involved is putting into it. But these guys knew what it was going to take, and we kind of laid out, here's the plan and here's what's expected. And they all know that if you want to win and you want to be competitive, it just doesn't come because you think it's going to happen. You whether you're a player or a coach or anybody involved in our program, we're going to have to work for everything that we want.
And I know this time of year, with the exception of this morning at 39 degrees, I mean, this has been heaven for you guys, because it's this time of year up in Cleveland and up in the Midwest. These are things that you can't do. You can't be outside. You can't get workouts in all the time. During the off season, you have to have indoor facilities, but the opportunity for your football team to get out there and condition, you know, this time of year and be out in the sunshine and be out in the heat and having that opportunity to get an edge over a lot of the programs that you play because they'll be in better shape. What an advantage, huh?
No, you can't beat it. I mean, I was just out at my girls' soccer practice tonight and thinking if I was in Cleveland or Georgia, but I look at my in my car and it's 60 degrees and I'm half miserable out there. So I've my blood's thinned out and I guess I've acclimated a little bit, but we'll be out there again tomorrow. That I mean, to be able to not have snow and everything else to deal with to train your team, I mean, it really makes a difference. And to be able to start spring ball in February, where up north you're just praying that you can get it in before the end of the school year because of some unforeseen weather or anything else going on, it really makes a difference. And it's something we've really looked forward to, that we kind of plowed through this season and grew these guys up in a hurry. I've kind of explained to them every chance that I get that the biggest jump we're going to make right now, and I think the biggest jump you make in your football career is between your freshman and sophomore year. Not that you don't get better every year, but that opportunity to really get into an off season and be comfortable with school, where you can focus a little bit more on football and everything else. That we're excited to actually have an off season and get some of those things done that we need to that don't really happen during the regular season.
Yeah, no doubt. Bill Reichel is the head coach at St. Thomas University, right down the road, right here in Miami. Obviously, in a grouping of teams now that you don't have to travel all that much. I mean, you did a few times last year, but now having a program right up the road in Kaiser that was nationally rated last year, and that was one of your better games. You guys played them, as tough as anybody did last year, and having an opportunity to play Southeastern and Lakeland, and now a Florida Memorial and Ave Maria and schools like that. What a great opportunity to have, such a talented conference for the majority that's not more than three, four hour bus rides from your campus.
No, absolutely. And that's why we're here, that we have an opportunity that I think we've talked about it before, that I've been up north and came down here to try to recruit every good kid in South Florida like everybody in the country does. And this is our hometown. This is our backyard. So even when it's a road game, we have a great conference. And as we kind of continue to grow and some of the other schools, that I think we can really create some of these great rivalries that will be a lot of fun. And but what a great opportunity for the parents. I tell these guys all the time that you don't realize the opportunity you have, where whether it's a home game or a road game for us, all the friends and family and teachers and coaches, everybody that supported you throughout high school and gotten you to this point to have a great college career, that they can still be a part of it instead of being able to come to one game or something if you're up north or somewhere far away and having to take a plane ride. What a great opportunity for our guys to be able to play and have their families enjoy that and be a part of our program as well.
And Coach, this time of year too, recruiting and obviously for what you did last year and really setting the table, because you filled out that roster in an amazing way. Now you got an opportunity to get the next class getting in and getting the kids on campus and going on school visits and having an opportunity to meet parents and families who are really the structure of these young men. Talk about that, because that seems to me like it'd be a lot of fun, because you get an opportunity to get them on your campus, show them all the positives that you have in the school, the vision for the future, what you guys came off of in one season. To me, as a coach, I think that this would be the time of year that I'd look forward to the most.
Oh, absolutely. I say it all the time that part of my job I get paid for is things I would do for free. And don't tell our president that, I guess.
But, he's listening, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. But, I get to come to work every day and talk to families and talk about things that we're passionate about, not only football, but passionate about our university and the opportunities that that the guys have to get a great education and where they fit in and just helping them to kind of take that next step that their parents and coaches and everybody's worked so hard to get them towards. It's a special honor and a responsibility, obviously, but no, it's fantastic to get out there. And if you don't love recruiting, I don't think you're going to be very successful. And yeah, that's when you talk about our coaching staff and everything else that we tried to build. I mean, the only way that the players win the games, you got to get the guys with the talent and the character and the same vision to get where you want. So I couldn't be happier. I love this time of year. Signing day, there's kind of a lot of hoopla and it's turned into a pretty big circus, but I tell these guys at the end of the day, it's something you want to be a part of. It's some closure to your high school to career and an opportunity for you to really celebrate what you've accomplished with the people that really matter.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. As we get towards spring, we'll get you on again, talk a little bit about who you brought in and what you're looking forward to this spring again. Thanks so much. Enjoy the great weather. Enjoy your soccer again. And it's great to be in South Florida. I know you love it, and I know the staff does. And we'll see you out there, if not Friday night, at one of the events coming up.
Absolutely. Well, I'll still see you for sure Friday night.
Good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.